Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. If it wasn't so funny, it would be sad. October 7th, 2022, from the front seat of the old F-250, as I travel across a sunny state. Joe Biden, pandering for votes, begging people to vote for him because he cannot possibly run on his economy. He can't run on his border crisis. He can't run on his withdrawal from Afghanistan. He can't run on his record of immigration. He can't run on his inflation. He can't run on his recession. He can't run on the sky-high interest rates that he and his policies have created. So, he makes big deals out of baby murder. You know, abortion, killing unborn human lives, innocent human lives who should have the right to their body, their choice, but they're sucked out with a Hoover vacuum cleaner or some other popular brand. I don't want to get sued by Hoover. It's just an expression, like saying I blow my nose with a Kleenex when it could be a generic brand. Suck the bodies out with a vacuum cleaner and then pick out the good parts to auction off to the highest bidder, whether it be a shampoo company or some organ harvesting organization. Now, in an effort to make everyone think that Joe Biden is one of the cool kids, he has announced that he is going to pardon federal marijuana convictions. It is still illegal. It is still not allowed, if you are a federal government employee, for you to smoke the happy grass, the marijuana, the ganja, the wacky wildwood weed. It's not allowed. It is against the Federal Office of Personnel Management. You can be randomly drug tested and fired from your position in the federal government if you smoke the weed, the joint. Now Joe Biden is paving the way to pander for more votes to the Democrat side by pardoning federal drug possession convicted criminals in an attempt to try and get a few more people to vote his way.
Hey man, you wanna go smoke a joint?
Can't, dude. I work for the post office. I'm a federal employee. And if I get drug tested and they find a little weed in my bloodstream or my urine or my hair follicles, I can lose my federal job, my retirement, my benefits.
But Joe Biden's getting ready to pardon all those people with convictions. Maybe he'll pardon you too, dude.
I can't take a chance on that. But it is my sincere hope as a postal worker for the federal government that this will pave the way to making marijuana legal on the federal level. Then you and I can get sky high anytime we want, and it'll be cool.
Cool, man. Well, I'm gonna go burn a couple right now in the back. And wish you luck, man. Hey, maybe you come sneak by and get a contact high. What do you think, bro?
I don't want to take a chance. But if right before the midterms, Joe Biden decides to legalize marijuana on the federal level through executive order,
I don't think he can do that, dude.
Well, he can't do half the things he's done, but he's done them. And the Republicans don't have the balls, the cojones, to try and reverse any of those executive orders. I mean, look at the price of gasoline right now. Biden administration stopping drilling again on federal lands and waters, and holding up the permitting process. You're going to get ready to pay $7-$8 a gallon for gasoline, as Joe Biden has declared war on the fossil fuel industry.
I know, dude, that kind of sucks. Anyway, I'm going to burn a couple of joints right now.
That's what it's all about, my friends. Those of you listening to the Truth Hurts program know that I get a little crazy once in a while and try to do my little vocal impressions of other people. But the point is crystal clear. Joe Biden is pandering for more Democrat votes. Why not pander to the prisoners pander to those convicted of federal drug crimes. He said something about,
yeah, marijuana's in the same class heroin, cocaine, fentanyl.
When Joe Biden said fentanyl, I almost crapped my pants. The leader of the free world cannot properly pronounce one of the most deadly drugs out there. Fentanyl. N-Y-L is the last three letters of fentanyl. It's not fentanyl. It doesn't end in N-O-L or N-A-H-L or N-A-W-L. Nowl. It's fentanyl. My God, you're the president of the free world. You're the president of the United States of America. Have some respect for the English language. I used to say this of George W. Bush. I always thought he was a buffoon, but at least he was somewhat conservative, even though now he has swung far, far left, hanging out with his buddy Barack Butthole Hussein Barry Sotero Obama, the man with an anus for a mouth. Old George W. Bush, could not pronounce the word nuclear, as in nuclear weapons or a nuclear power plant. He called it nuclear. Nuclear. We're gonna have problems with nuclear. It's nuclear, just like the word new and the word clear. But no. George W. Bush, the president of the United States, primarily because his daddy was once the president of the United States, read my lips, no new taxes, Papa Bush. Little George Jr. there, George W. Bush, called it nuclear, and it used to make me cringe. It's new clear. Okay, I digress. On this edition of the Truth Hurts program, we're going to talk briefly about the wonderful price of gasoline, which is creeping up more and more and more each and every day. And as we approach the midterm elections, the Democratic Party is freaking out. They thought people were being fooled into thinking Joe Biden was lowering fuel prices. They wouldn't blame him when the prices were going up, and they won't blame him now that the price of fuel is going up. But they've been trying desperately since the middle of June to convince the stupider half of the nation somehow Joe Biden was lowering the price of fuel. He has all but depleted our strategic petroleum reserve. So if we get invaded by Putin or by China or by Little Rocket Man or any other nation, we don't have any reserves left. We have very little. In fact, the levels are now lower than they were in 1984 before they were increased. You do know that Donald Trump, the evil orange man, remember him? President right before the current groper-in-chief? Donald Trump bought low. He paid next to nothing, $20 a barrel, somewhere in that range, to fill our strategic petroleum reserves when he was the president. He filled them to the highest capacity levels in the history of our nation. We were sitting on very inexpensively purchased oil. Joe Biden is basically giving it away in an attempt to lower the price at the pumps, and it's not really done that. It's not what he did with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve that caused prices to come down slightly the last few months. It was Joe Biden's own inflation that forced people to have to make a choice between, you know, eating dinner and going to Disneyland. Eating dinner or taking a vacation to the beach. A choice between getting their medication filled and buying food. Joe Biden's inflation led to less people driving, which made the environmental nut job folks out there a little happier. But then Joe Biden screws it all up, releases oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, begs OPEC Plus, begs Russia, begs China, begs Venezuela, and other enemies of the United States, please, can we have some more oil? Oh, please, please increase production. The double-edged sword, of course, He's begging for more fossil fuels from foreign countries so that we won't drill for fossil fuels here in our own country. I've gone over it many times here on the Truth Hurts program, but those of you who are new to the program, and more of you are discovering this program each and every day, and I thank you for listening. This commercial-free excursion into conservative thought, into intelligent mindset, doesn't cost you a penny. Just a few minutes of your time, about 30 minutes an episode. So here we are. Here we are, October 7th, 2022. Joe Biden, the double-edged sword, which hopefully will cut his head off. I am the environmental president, he said. What he's doing, however, he's causing more pollution because we're still getting oil, only we're not getting it from under our own ground. The United States drills, explores, manufactures, refines, produces, distributes, and retails our fossil fuels in a much cleaner manner than any other nation on planet Earth. Not hyperbole, as Mr. Biden would say. Not making this up. Not telling you a story. The restrictions, the requirements, the permits, the processes, programs, and procedures put into place to explore for, to drill, to pump, to ship, to store, to refine, to distribute, to retail our fossil fuel treasure. And it truly is a treasure in this land of milk and honey. The process to do all of those things here in the United States is much, much more environmentally friendly than it is in Venezuela. Sweet crude is a term used in the oil industry. Pardon me. Sweet crude, less polluting, cleaner, takes far less to refine it than the filthy, dirty, bottom-of-the-barrel crude oil that is shipped here from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq, from Iran, from the United Arab Emirates, from those multi-gazillionaire countries who are profiting heavily because Joe Biden simply will not allow us to explore, drill, produce, refine, distribute, retail our own treasure. West Texas Intermediate crude oil. Much, much cleaner, easier to refine, cheaper to produce, more environmentally friendly than anything that comes from those other nations. And guess what? We have, at least until he shuts them down, a wonderful network of pipelines that very ecologically soundly sends that oil to our refineries without having to put it on a very highly polluting ocean-going tanker ship, belching black smoke into the sky and belching pollutants into our oceans. If you drill for it here and you produce it and refine it here, Mr. Biden, it is obvious to even a moron that it is environmentally more friendly, cleaner, and less expensive. If I drill a hole in the ground and suck the oil up and put it into a pipeline and then push it through that pipeline to a refinery, it doesn't pollute. Whereas that tanker, that 600-foot tanker, you remember the Exxon Valdez? You remember all of those other tankers that have caused issues over the years? The smoke, the black soot coming out of their smokestacks because they burn bottom-of-the-barrel fuel oil, the sediment-filled, filthy, disgusting oil at the bottom of the refining process? Stuff that is useless to burn even as heating oil? That's what runs those tanker ships, Mr. Biden, all the way across the oceans from places like Venezuela, Colombia, the Arab states, Russia, and other nations. They have to load that oil on a tanker ship. Then they have to ship that oil in a filthy, possibly leaking tanker ship all the way to the U.S., where they risk the ports, the navigable waterways, the rivers, the lakes that they have to cross. Then they have to offload those ships. And those ships are not United States flagged ships. So we have no control over their condition. We have no control over their operation. The only thing we can control is what happens to them when they enter our waters. Many of them sometimes dump their garbage and their sewage right into our lakes and rivers before they haul ass back to their home countries. Joe Biden would rather that than poke a hole in the ground in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, or many of the other states, and then safely, cheaply, efficiently, and in a non-polluting way, push that oil through a pipeline underground or even above ground. Nope, Joe Biden shuts down pipelines, which are much more safe than putting oil on ships, on trains, or in tractor-trailer trucks with overworked, underpaid, marijuana-smoking 18-wheeler drivers who are on uppers to keep them awake so they can keep driving, risking lives, traveling down the interstates, high rates of speed. He'd rather that, my friends. He would much rather that than sticking it in a pipeline and having that pipeline safely transport that oil through to the refineries. This is the Truth Hurts program, and that, my friends, is absolutely the truth, whether you like it or not. Sometimes that truth hurts. Joe Biden does not give a rat's narrow, tight, furry little ass about the environment or the price you pay at the pump, because he wants to shut down the fossil fuel industry, because that's what he owes. Let me repeat that. That is what he owes to the environmental groups, the leftist, the progressive, liberal, woke Democratic Party people who elected him supposedly to the office of the presidency. Whether you choose to believe he was legitimately elected or not, elected to presidency, it's a moot point now. Joe Biden is the president of the United States, whether you like it or not. Absolutely, no doubt about it, he is the president of the United States now. And as such, he is responsible for the economy. If it were a good economy, he could take credit for it. If it's a bad economy, he needs to take the blame for that which he has caused. That's the way it works. That's the way it has always worked. When a Republican is in office, the economy takes a dump, a Republican president gets the blame. If the economy does well, the Republican president is told, well, it's residual leftovers from the previous administration. You didn't do that. You didn't build that. You didn't make this economy good, Mr. Trump. This economy was humming along because Barack Hussein Obama made it a good economy. That's what they'll tell you. That's what the Democrats firmly believe in their sick, twisted, demented mental conditions. To this day, they will tell you Donald Trump did not preside over a good economy that he created. He supposedly presided over a good economy that was residual leftover doings of Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama. And since Barack Obama had the power to declassify documents at will, or classify documents at will, or seal documents away from we the people at will, we're not allowed to question anything Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama, the Muslim terrorist, ever did. Can't question those things. Can't question Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails. Cannot question anything that the Democrats do in a negative light. It's just not right. You're mean-spirited and evil if you question anything the Democrats do. And you're a racist if you ever speak ill of Barack Hussein Obama. You're a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a this phobe, that phobe, the other phobe. If you ever question anything that any Democrat does in a negative fashion. This is the Truth Hurts program. How would you like your life to be that of a progressive, liberal, woke Democrat? How would you like it to have everything handed to you without question, without having to pay it back? You just get everything handed to you directly. Here's a welfare check, buddy. Thanks for voting Democrat. Hey, you want to be an illegal immigrant? Come to the United States and get all the benefits, the freebies, the handouts, the welfare, the food stamps, the Social Security, the free phone. All you got to do is promise to vote Democrat and we'll let you right on in. Over 2 million illegal, law-breaking, criminal, trespassing immigrants have come across our southern border since gropey Joe Biden took office. You notice I didn't say since he was elected. I said since he took office. Doesn't make me an election denier. It just means that in my personal humble opinion, gropey Joe took office. My opinion. I'm entitled to it. Under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, I am entitled to my opinion. Now, many on the Democratic Party side think that if my opinion, which I'm entitled to under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, if my opinion differs in any way, shape, fashion, manner, or form from the Democrat Party's opinion, then I am somehow evil, mean, wicked, nasty, hateful, bigoted, racist, homophobic, you name it, I will be labeled it. And it's okay, in their opinion, to label me in any negative, derogatory fashion that they see fit. Because after all, they, the Democratic people, the Democratic Party people, the 13% hyphenated American minority people, they all have a right to freedom of expression, freedom of opinion, freedom of speech, freedom to demonstrate, freedom to protest, freedom to burn down and loot cities. They have that right. I, on the other hand, conservative, Christian, heterosexual, Republican-leaning, Caucasian, straight white male, I have no right to my opinion, because my opinion, in their opinion, is automatically wrong, mean-spirited, evil. Now, how is that fair? Give you a hint. It's not fair. Never was, never will be. But that's okay, because in their mind, if I have an opinion that differs from them, I am automatically wrong, and I should have my head examined. If I think boys have penises, girls have vaginas, I am wrong. I'm a homophobe. I'm a transphobe, in their mind. Of course, if you look up the definition of phobia, fear of, transphobe, a transphobic person, by definition, is one who fears transgender people. I don't fear those weird freaks of nature. They're not even freaks of nature. They're making conscious choices to change, to alter their gender. They're the ones the females who wish to look like males. They're the ones who have radical surgery, mastectomies to remove their boobs. They're the ones who take thigh muscle and thigh skin and form a fake penis to make themselves feel like a man. They can never impregnate anyone. It's not physically possible. They're not males. Females get pregnant. Males cannot get pregnant. Of course, those on the left now would have you believe that males can get pregnant if they want to. Science, the thing they only follow when it benefits them and their opinion, will tell you males cannot get pregnant. Regular males who keep their beans and franks intact cannot get pregnant. Freakish males who decide to have a peckersectomy and cut off their penis and testicles and fashion a fake vagina where their sac used to be, they can't get pregnant either. It's not physically possible. They have no uterus. They have no womb. They cannot get pregnant. Now, when Tanisha, a biological female, decides to pretend to be a male and get a crew cut, work out, pump testosterone like a fiend, get all butched up, and say she identifies as a male, and then one night, drunken sex and hormones take over, she gets knocked up because a real male sticks it to her, she can get pregnant. But she ain't no dude. She's not a male. Men cannot get pregnant. And on the other side of that spectrum, no girl who has an adidectomy, a fake penis installation, fake penis implant, no female can get a female pregnant. It's just not possible. You could put a fake Peter on a girl. She can pretend to be a guy, butch up, but she can't get another female pregnant. That's just science, my friends. They only follow the science when it benefits them. When we proved through science that the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus was not adversely killing young children in schools, they said, well, your science is junk science, and we're simply not going to adhere to your science, because your science is fake science. It's witchcraft. Witch! Witch! That's the way it works. The science only applies when it benefits the Democrats. Free speech only applies if you're a Democrat. Freedom to protest, to loot, to burn, to destroy government property, that's okay as long as you're a Democrat. And that's why the big difference between the way people were being treated at the U.S. Capitol, as if they were somehow evil criminals, is completely the opposite of the way people were treated in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ and the CHOP. They were called peaceful protesters. And their rights should be honored and respected. We should give them leeway to burn down buildings, flip over police cars, crash through doors and windows, assault and kill at will. That's okay. That's freedom of expression for them. The double standard, my friends, is, as usual, alive and well. And unfortunately, you and I, the common sense conservative Americans, who do follow the science, who do believe that boys have penises and girls have vaginas, and that if you do anything otherwise, you're really mentally sick. You're twisted. You're something wrong with you if you would willingly mutilate your own body to pretend to be a sex that you're not, a gender that you are not. There are only two genders. Oh, well. We've run out of time for this edition, my friends. I hope you have a wonderful 3-day weekend. Columbus Day. The evil racist holiday this coming Monday. Enjoy yourselves, a 3-day weekend. And we'll see you next time on the Truth Hurts program. Bye-bye for now.